Hello.
Hi, thank you for calling OMAX Health. My name is Ashley. How can I help you today?
Yes, Ashley. My name is William Haskett, and we had a situation here. There was an order placed with OMAX Health, and we no longer wanted the product. We no longer wanted that to be continually sent. We thought it was just a one-time thing or whatever, and basically, we don't want it to keep coming out of our account. I sent two packages back to you guys as a return mail, but apparently, it was still coming out of our bank account. So I do need to get that stopped and refunded. It was $79. That you just took out, I think about a week ago. But if at least it can be stopped from here forward, that's the main thing. We don't want it anymore. So there was confusion on that. We thought it was just a one-time thing,
More than
or that
happy
it
to
would
help with
stop.
this.
Yeah, I think we
Not a
thought it was
problem.
going to stop at the end of the year or whatever it was, but it kept coming, and we didn't want it. So.
All right, not a problem. May I ask for the shipping zip code to pull up your orders?
It's 46168.
Wonderful. Okay, perfect. Thank you. And just for security purposes at this point, sir, can you also confirm that street address for me?
3407 Smith Road in Plainfield, Indiana.
Thank you. And yes, sir, I do show y'all down for looks like our alpha cognitive boost. Weird. Yeah, it looks like it was started back in May of last year. Did it ever give you any results at all, sticking with it consistently?
We had used it maybe, I don't know, maybe like 1 month or something like that at the most. And we didn't realize it was going to keep coming out of our bank account. And we keep getting it, and we thought it had stopped. I don't know if what happened, but then we started getting the packages again, and we thought, well, maybe it would just run out at the end of the year, but it didn't. It kept coming, so I sent back a couple of those packages back. It was return mail, but we did not want the product anymore.
Okay, I definitely understand, and I'm happy. I'll take a second here to check and see if I can find anything as far as, like you mentioned, product return. But I'm just wondering, is pricing an issue? We do have a good discount available if maybe it's too expensive.
No. My dad is actually in a nursing home, and he cannot afford this whatsoever. So it's one of those kinds of deals, yeah.
Oh, it's for him.
Right. We
Okay.
both have the same name, but he can't take it. So it's a moot point to keep sending it to him.
Oh. All right. I definitely get that. Okay. Not a problem. Yeah, maybe he wouldn't unfortunately get too much use out of it. Well, if you allow me a brief moment, I'm going to get it canceled. And of course, it is effective immediately. Let me ask you this, Mr.
Did
Williams,
we
if you
get
don't
any
mind.
refund at all for the two that I sent back?
That's what I was about to get around to, because I showed that the most recent was billed on March 8th. Would that be one of the ones you would have returned?
Yeah, that would have been one I would have returned.
Okay, I'm going to check on that one, and it seems the one prior was in billed in January. So let me pull these both after I get everything canceled and get that.
That sounds right. But like I said, it seemed like there was 1 month we did not get it anyway. But I don't know what may have happened. But I sent back at least two of them to you guys.
So. Okay. I'm going to check on that for you. All right. I can't thank you enough for your wonderful patience. So, Mr. Haskett, just to let you know, I do have everything completely canceled. And at this time, I'm pulling up both March and January school orders to check on the tracking and see what we can find out about the delivery.
Okay. I sent it back, I think it was a good week ago, you know, something like that. It could have been, I don't remember the date, but was it in Delaware, or I'm trying to think where you're at?
Close, Lewiston, Maine.
Maine, okay. It may take a while to get to Maine. I don't.
Yeah. All right.
Is it cold up there?
It is still, unfortunately. I'm not one completely honest for any cold weather, any winter months. I'm waiting on summer.
Yeah, I'm the same way. I'm here in Indianapolis, and today is 60, which for us is pretty good for March.
Yeah, you're right. About the same here, but I have family down in Miami, so I go down and visit whenever I'm able.
Yeah. That's funny, because I do too.
Oh, cool. You got to find somewhere to
go
to get away from the
cold.
Yeah, I don't go as often as I would like to, and I'm not trying to get that changed.
Have you ever seen Mount Katahdin in Maine?
You know what?
Mountain in Maine.
Not in person, no.
Okay. I'm just curious.
Have you?
No, I've been to the Appalachian Mountains, and I know that's where it ends, is there at that mountain there in Maine. It goes all the way from the south, you know, like from Georgia all the way through the Carolinas up to Maine.
Oh, yes, sir. I remember growing up, I mean, I was a little child, but I do remember going with my aunt and uncle to the mountains in North Carolina. And the reason I remember this is because coming back down the mountain, the road was icy and our truck started sliding back.
Yeah,
I was screaming. I was scared. I thought we were going to fall off the mountain. But I do thank you yet again for your patience. I did double check for you. I was also checking with our management because here's why. Due to COVID, we had updated our return policy to the fact that we weren't accepting products back, you know, due to safety and health regulations. But she did advise what I can do here because we do have confirmation of delivery for March's product, the two boxes. Actually, we got it back today, this morning.
Oh.
More than happy to do what we can do. We can go ahead and process a 50% refund on the $79.99.
Okay. But just the one?
I did pull the tracking for January's.
I mean, you only received one back, is what you're saying?
Yeah, March's shipment.
Okay. Well, I mean, tracking, if you can't take it other than the one, then that's all you can take. So.
Yeah, you're right about that. But the tracking number, the weird thing is the tracking number for January shipment, the tracking number for March is right. It says return to sender. It's marked in red. But the tracking for January's confirms delivery to just your address there, the Smith Road. Did you send that one back, like separate, like have to package it back up and take it to the post office and they give you a tracking number for it?
I wonder if it's the one for maybe November or December that was sent back. Because like I said, I had a couple of them and I thought it was stopped, and I don't know which, you know, I didn't look at the date on the other package as to when we received it. I just know we had it and we didn't want it. So.
Makes sense. Give me one second. I didn't even think of that. Let me check at least the last two shipments prior and see. Because the others do confirm.
I don't know what the date was.
Okay. If they do confirm that we got it back, I'll refund.
If you got the one back today, I would think you would have gotten the other one that I sent by today.
Yeah, I think so too. But I'm going to check. Because I didn't pull those. Oh, okay. Well, I do thank you, Mr. Haskett. So I will let you know that I got the refund to go through with no problem. I wasn't even thinking of this when I saw November's orders. So tracking, unfortunately, through FedEx, United States Postal Service, any carrier, their tracking numbers are actually expire after 90 days where you can't pull any information. So for November shipment, I mean, there's nothing available. It says, please try again later.
What about December or January?
I checked January's. Nothing.
Okay.
It just confirms delivery
okay.
to your address. There was nothing in December because it was a bi-monthly shipment. It was every other month you would get a shipment.
Okay. Well, you've got it stopped now, so it's not going to come out any more times. So is that correct?
That is right. And I don't think I gave it to you, but I do have a cancellation confirmation number if you'd like it.
Okay.
Okay. Let's see. That will be 784-979.
Okay. And what was your name again?
My name is Ashley.
Ashley? Okay. All right, Ashley. And and you said half of that would be sent back, so about $40 refund?
Exactly right. It'll be $39.99, and you should notice that refund within the next 3 to 5 business days, and nothing further will be billed or shipped.
Okay, and that was for $39.99. Okay, that you'll refund. Okay. Okay, and you said nothing needs to be reshipped or anything. Okay.
All right.
Okay. All right, Ashley. Well, that's all I was calling to confirm, so I appreciate your help.
You're welcome, sir. Thanks for calling customer support at Omax Health. You have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.